formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
The shroud of the dark side has fallen. Begun.
DroneWars.us?
Has.
Squirrel, 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 squirrel.
Hello, everybody.
One of my responsibilities as Commander-in-Chief is to keep an eye on robots.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
Let me be absolutely clear.
You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
Adios, mofo.
You can take that to the bank.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
The way you really stop the activities along that border that are illegal, whether it's the drug cartels or whether it's bringing in illegal weapons, is to put boots on the ground. And you put a lot of boots on the ground. You use Predator drones.
From a laptop computer, deputies can fly this 50-pound Shadowhawk unmanned helicopter. A powerful camera on the front is controlled with this game-like console, and the manufacturer says this one's even designed to carry weapons.
Big brother watching situation certainly it's not going to be used for that. It's going to be used if somebody's a criminal and all, and we're looking for them. That's what we're going to use the vehicle.
This drone that arrived here today could be outfitted with a taser to actually zap a suspect from above or fire off those stun batons or bean bags to incapacitate a suspect. The sheriff says it's all about keeping his officers safe in very volatile situations.
The FAA is moving from an air traffic control system based on radar technology to more precise navigation. Instead of time-consuming, fuel-burning stair-step descents, planes will be able to glide in more steeply for landings where their engines idling. Aircraft will be able to land and take off closer together and more frequently, even in poor weather, because pilots will know the precise location of other aircraft. But the new landing procedures require pilots to cede even more control to automation. A next-generation system where you don't need the pilot at all. In fact, I predict in our lifetime, John, we will get on an airplane that has no pilot at all. It's just a Raytheon DynCorp big military-industrial complex push to get drones in the sky, have it all controlled by the military, all of it.
We are going to have drones flying all around America?
Frankly, I don't think the Americans and most of the rest of the world care about drone attacks here, there, and everywhere if you're attacking a handful of bad guys.
You should be ready for these drones to be flying around overhead, protecting you.
Yeah, and spying on people in their backyard sunbathing and then shooting them.
If that thing flies over the hilltop watchtower, I'm skeet shooting.
Now there's reports coming out that these drones don't always come back, and a lot of times they crash, and a lot of times we have to go out and find them.
I think these things are probably pretty cool to have. But yeah. You know they got a GPS in there that's beep, 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 yeah, beeping away.
Yeah.
So you got to cover. You got to keep in your house. You should keep some sort of a blanket, a lead blanket around the house. And, maybe clip off the antenna and throw some aluminum foil over the transmitter so they can't track it. Even though they probably already got a bead on it by the time it crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it in your basement and then use it as a kind of an ornament in the bar.
Drone attacks outside the theater of war are illegal, period. Executing suspects without trial, without even indicting them, is illegal, period.
In this day and age, with the type of wars that we fight, occupation with combat troops is not exactly how we get involved. And I believe the way I read the War Powers Resolution, that it does involve attacks on countries with bombs. And this is what we're doing. We're attacking this country. The people of Pakistan don't like it. The number of drone attacks in Pakistan now is double the number that it was under the Bush administration. So it is escalating. There have been 14 Al-Qaeda leaders killed by these drone attacks, but there were also 687 civilians killed. So therefore, the efficiency of this isn't all that good. There's a lot of activity going on. There's another reason we bring this up this time. It's financial. We can't afford to expand war. We can't afford the wars we have already. We can't afford to take care of our people at home. This costs money.
Just send your
and since
cash.
We see this as an escalation and more provocation and a greater danger to us because people are going to get upset. People don't like this.
The Navy-sponsored robo-soccer team defeated Japan yesterday, so I think we're even.
The Navy-sponsored robo-soccer team? We're paying for a robo-soccer team?
What a waste of the taxpayers' money that's got to be.
The fact of the matter is,
They've got homegrown terrorists.
But the fact of the matter is, this is what we're looking at. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, what is the point of even watching these shows? I mean, it was just so, it just was like, well, bro, why do we watch this crap?
Our job, John, your job and mine, is to watch C-SPAN. So no one else has to.
The point is that we try to give you guys out there, people, some angle on news stories that you're probably not going to get elsewhere. And we also, if nothing else, we should be getting paid for having to listen to C-SPAN for hours and hours. I mean, seriously, if nobody thinks that's not a lot of work, they don't know what they're talking
about. It's massive work.
What we do, don't have to.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Get your eyes away from me!